Yeah, not well enough to win. Not well enough to win. You know, we'll go watch the tape. We did some really good things. Some things we can clean up.
What happened on the calf?
Yeah, it's tweaked it a little bit again. You know, we'll see where it is tomorrow.
Could you have came back out and play?
Yeah, I was going to come back out.
Did you feel like you gained any momentum there? You know, in the second half, you were put together some good drives and finished in the score.
Yeah, we moved the ball well really the whole game. We had, first half we had three possessions and we went. We had a holding call that took us back. When you have one of those, it kind of derails the drive. And then we had a third down that we didn't convert. And then we scored points on the other one. Second half, looking back, we moved it really well. It came down to the turnover in the red zone. When you're playing,
you can't have
that mistake because they're going to run it well. They're going to keep it away from you. They're going to score points. Lamar's a great player. He's going to make plays, so you got to take advantage of all your red zone opportunities, and that was my mistake.
What did you see on that? Just a good play by the safety?
Really good play by him. Good disguise. But I got to see that.
There's going to be plenty of talk about your calf. There's continuing to talk about your calf to this moment. Do you weigh, obviously, it's a really long season. Is that something that you're going to have to weigh in instead of just continuing to power through on a week-to-week basis? Do you let yourself think about long-term, or is it just on a week-to-week basis?
We're going to have to wait and see. I'm not sure how it's going to feel the next couple of days. It's pretty sore right now, but no telling how it's going to feel. So I think we're going to take it day by day.
How did you tweak it?
It was on the play before the last touchdown.
What changed this week about your chemistry compared to last week?
I don't think anything really changed. Me and T are always on the same page. You know, last week was you're gonna have bad games. That's gonna happen in the league, and it's all about how you respond to them. We didn't win the game today, but we built momentum. And we got to build on that.
Since you heard your calf, I mean, you've had good days and bad days. Has it felt like it does now on any of those bad days, or is this different?
Again, it's tough to tell. You have some of those days, but it's hard to give you guys an answer on that until the next couple of days. We give it a couple nights, couple sleeps. We'll see. We'll go from there.
You know, you went through this obviously last year, 0-2. What gives you the faith, confidence that this year can be just as good?
Well, we've done it before. Obviously, you don't want to start 0-2. It's not what we were planning on, not what you want to do at all. But, we're going to bounce back. That's what we do. That's all there is to it.
Do you see any or feel any difference on the team between this year's 0-2 and last year at this point?
No. I mean, we just didn't play well enough to win either of these games. We got to find ways to make those plays down the stretch to win these kind of games. And it's going to, every time you play an AFC North team, it's going to look like that. You're going to have seven possessions, so you're going to have to make the most of them.
Do you see any commonalities in the way that y'all started this year and last year's side? Maybe just for the reason why y'all did all the last couple of years?
Well, when your quarterback misses camp, it's tough to start fast. It's not an ideal situation.
It looked like over the course of the game, you got more comfortable with the second half. It was far more efficient than it was in the first half. You just start to get a better feel for things, start to feel like normal, like in the middle of the year, maybe?
Well, I know the stats in the first half are what everybody looks at, and they weren't great. But, like I said, the first two possessions, we had that holding call that, I have to watch the film, see if I think it's holding. I don't know. And then we had the third down that we didn't convert. And then we moved the ball really well in the third possession. So I think we did some good things in that first half, too. Obviously, the stats weren't great, but second half, I thought we were rolling. Like I said, you can't have a red zone turnover against that team, and that was on me.
You came back from that. You came back from that turnover. The next drive, which was four out of four on third down, didn't have the touchdown. It seemed like you had it. There it is. That seemed to be the turning point that the last time you got the ball.
Yeah, I felt pretty comfortable all day. O-line did a great job. I had a ton of time back there. That's a really good defense. They play to their strengths. They got really good players. They got safeties that know how to disguise, so it's always a challenge when you play them.
You played, I think, early in the third quarter. You jumped, missed a defender, and then ran out of the pocket. First time I've ever seen that. Did that just simplify your game? Did it do anything offense-wise in the half?
yeah, that felt great. And then obviously tweaked it again, so we'll just have to reevaluate in the next couple of days.
Y'all have not just slow starts, but even going back to 21, y'all have, you know, a stretch where you'll drop a couple straight games. What's the biggest key to making sure that y'all can bounce back the way y'all need to in order to get to where y'all want to go?
I have great practices. You know, we had a great week of practice last week. We got to build on that. Go back, watch the tape, make the corrections, and then build on that in practice. That's where you get better. So we got to have great practice this week. We got to have great practices going forward.
Is this the first time you tweaked the cap, or has this been kind of an ongoing thing that's been frustrating for you?
You know, whenever you have these kind of things, it's always ongoing. It's always something that you're managing. Like I said, I don't know how I'm going to feel the next couple of days. We'll have to wait and see. I don't know. I don't know. It's tough to tell. Tough to look into the future and see that. I'm doing everything I can to get healthy and get that thing the way I need it to, so I can go out and perform the way I need to win. We'll see.
Last year, you were pretty confident after starting 0-2 that you guys were going to be able to work through some things. How would you describe how you feel right now, knowing that you're 0-2, but you also now are dealing with injury?
Yeah, I'm still confident. I feel really confident in all the guys we have in that room. You know, like I said, we're going to have to see how that calf feels the next couple of days. I don't know how it's going to feel. We'll see.
Last year, after 0-2, it was start fast, just start games faster. So do you think that might be a point of emphasis this week as well?
Yeah, I think that's our way to win games. Teams play us differently. My man.
Hello.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Last year, fast starts were such a huge, like after the 0-2 start, you guys wanted to start fast, and that was kind of a point of emphasis.
Yeah.
Will it be that again this
year? Yeah, and we always want to start fast. Teams play us soft, keep everything in front. I think we did a good job of taking what they gave us today, but if you start fast, teams think twice about playing that way, so we got to start fast.
Coverage more any differently, and in the future do you think it might be more conservative, or should we maybe try to get him more involved early, jet sweeps, bubble screens, things like that, kind of get him in the flow?
Yeah, I think we threw him a couple today. We'll go watch the film and check it out. It's tough to tell from just sitting here and not having watched the tape. We'll go back and reevaluate that. We need to get him involved. He's our best player on offense. So we need to find a way to get him off.